How many prayers are enjoined for each day?
In the Jewish Talmud, it is prohibited for a person to pray more than 3 times a day, as God is weary of prayer every hour. But Christ, who came from God, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, taught that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Of course, he did not mean that we are to pray for 24 hours a day on our knees, but that we should never tire of prayer.
As for the number of times for prayer, the Bible does not stipulate, but we have many examples of men of prayer. Daniel the prophet used to pray in the morning, at noon, and in the evening. David, in Psalm 119, verse 164, said, 7 times a day I praise thee for thy righteous ordinances.
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 35, tells us that the Lord Jesus used to rise very early in the morning and go to some lonely place to pray. When we consider the lives of men of prayer outside the Bible, we note that most found the early hours of the morning, that is, before the day's work, the best time for prayer. No doubt the early morning is the best time for spiritual meditation. At that time, our spirits are active and alert. It is the best always to give the Lord the first fruits of our time.
A saint once said, "Morning is the door of the day. It is good to guard it by prayer." Another said, "Morning is one of the cords which binds our daily activities, so it is good to bind it well with prayer."
The religion of the gospel does not limit prayer to special times, but leaves it to the desires of the heart. He whose heart is joined to the Lord prays and is not weary of doing so. His prayer may not be one of words to praise the Lord, but it can still be an activity which glorifies God. Prayer, as understood from God's word, is a state rather than a form. It is the spirit more than words, and a fellowship with God in love more than a religious duty.
It is true Christ gave his disciples a living pattern of prayer, but it is not a mold into which prayer can be poured and become rigid. He intended it to be a starting point for prayer to germinate and spread. When he gave them this pattern, he said, "Pray then like this," which is to say, in the Spirit.